USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
British scientists have identified what they're calling a new strain of coronavirus, which could be leading to increases of infection in that country. Researchers have discovered a variant of the virus that features a mutation in the spike protein that's used to infect humans. They theorize that mutation may make the virus easier to transmit from person to person. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says a new strain of coronavirus won't affect the efficacy of the vaccines currently being rolled out. He tells Fox News, viruses change all the time, and the shots available appear to cover for that.
These vaccines don't appear to be impacted by some of these modifications. Viruses do change all the time. What's great about these vaccines is that they seem to be still spot on target with the different strains that we tend to see morphing among the COVID vaccines, yeah. COVID virus.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A second vaccine is up for an emergency use authorization this week. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
As the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine started distribution Sunday, a second COVID-19 vaccine by Moderna is likely to gain emergency use Thursday. The data that the Food and Drug Administration is reviewing will include Moderna's 30,000-person clinical study of its vaccine. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Senator Lindsey Graham has introduced a bill that would remove legal protections that social media companies currently have from material posted on their sites. The bill would sunset Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act. President Trump had threatened to veto the National Defense Authorization Act unless it contained a provision for removal of these protections. Graham's bill would set a date of 2023 for the legal shields to be removed. A number of lawmakers from both sides of the aisle have expressed their support in removing those protections. This is USA Radio News.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Uber hit with millions in fines after it refused to cooperate with California investigators looking into accusations of sexual assault against some of their drivers. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The Uber ride-sharing company was fined $59 million on Monday for failing to cooperate with the California Public Utilities Commission on certain sexual assault and harassment claims. The administrative judge last year ordered Uber to answer questions regarding a safety report it released in 2019, which contained details of sexual assault cases between 2017 and 2019. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A second coronavirus vaccine is expected to receive an emergency use authorization this week from the Food and Drug Administration. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn is hopeful another coronavirus vaccine will be approved later this week.
We have a vaccine advisory committee meeting on Thursday where we'll have a full public vetting of it, and we expect to follow a similar course.
Biotech company Moderna behind this vaccine. Hahn also praising President Trump for his leadership during the vaccine development process. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And President-elect Joe Biden is filling out selections for his cabinet. He tapped former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg to head the Department of Transportation Tuesday. And multiple reports say Biden will choose former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm to become his Secretary of Energy. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.